Now, the Logies were on Sunday night. Some of the new mums were almost dressed. Who were you almost wearing? That might be the new question they'll be asking on the red carpet. Did you go?
I didn't go. All right. I had a gig in Sydney the night before for the Schizophrenic Research Institute, and I didn't want to back it up by going to the Logies the next night and then rehearsals. But I watched it on TV. I thought it was less painful than most years, actually.
Look, I thought it was all right. My biggest problem is half of the people I've never heard of.
Well, yes,
to be honest,
the same.
You know, I mean, your Asher Keddies and some of those big names, I know of them, but, you know, some of your younger stars coming through from Home and Away, whatever, it's a bit out of my area.
Yeah, I was a bit the same. I thought Dave Hughes set it up really well. His monologue was great.
Yeah, it was funny when he's talking about the blue between Gingell and James Packer, and he said, we're in the venue that's owned by one of them and we're being broadcast on the network that's run by the other one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a big fan of it at all. In fact, I'm not overly familiar with the young lady that won the main award, but I thought that what she did with her 2 minutes was magnificent. Really did with the beanie on her head and for a cause that, you know, gets very little funding, doesn't it? Not many people are aware of, but I think what she did with that couple of minutes was priceless.
Look, it was good. I think it has had a lot of coverage. I mean, look, our mate Stan Zemanek died here from a brain tumour. Yeah. Chris O'Brien, of course, who worked at RPA, you've got that massive Lifehouse Centre, which is now effectively his legacy. Yeah. Mm. So there has been some funding and there has been discussion around it, but I suppose anything you can do can always help. Now, Kari Bickmore, who does host the project, she was crowned the Gold Logie winner. The next night she was back on because she's been on maternity leave, so she made a brief return, but she was alongside guest co-host Christopher Pine, aka The Fixer, and it went like this.
I thought of you as my baby was crowning.
You're the first person that said that. Weird, actually. But
I was watching that night before I went into labour. I was watching your fabulous I'm a fixer.
How did you fix it?
I fixed it by funding it in another way, which you'll find out in the budget.
Why can't you tell us?
I wanted it to be a surprise for you.
Right. Thought to myself, I must remember that when I'm in intense pain, if I need a laugh, to think of Christopher Pine's laugh. I'm a fixer. And then as it was happening, I was like, I'm a fixer.
Oh, I just love it.
How good is that?
How are you going to fix it? I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
You do him pretty well.
Not bad, is it?
You weren't born in Adelaide, were you, with a plum in your mouth and a funny English accent?
It's me. I'm the fixer.
Well, he did. He fixed Carrie Bickmore's labour.
Well,
so
the thing about
true.
It is, I reckon if you had that image of him in your head, it would be a great incentive to keep pushing, wouldn't it?
Well, as long as she didn't have the image of him when she was conceiving.
Yeah. Well, none of us can wait for the budget next week now because he's going to fix it.
Well, we've even put it to music.
I fixed it. I've cleared it away. I'm a fixer. And I've dealt with it. I fixed it. I fixed a surprise for you. I'm a fixer.
I love that.
Just imagine, though, the baby was crowning and she's thinking of Christopher Pine.
Thinking of his head.
What did she call it? Did she call it Chris?
No, hasn't called it that.
But she certainly used her time well, rather than I'd like to thank Mum and Dad and the dog, and, you know, she did it well.
Now, we've got to find out here from you, Todd. I noticed Channel 7 launching a hunt for a new Dancing with the Stars host after Daniel McPherson resigned from his post with the show. What's happening there?
Well, he's got two big movie projects happening at the moment, and I think he wants to stay in LA and really focus on his acting. And he's got a lot more stuff coming up. It was his decision, and because Seven obviously wanted him, you know. But he wants to just focus on acting and put all his efforts into it. So I kind of get it. But you know what? I actually think it's not a bad idea. It's a forced way to freshen up the show without anyone having to be sacked.
Right.
And I think as long as Seven get it right and get somebody friendly and competent, which they will because they're
Todd,
good at...
not because you're my mate and we spend a bit of time on the radio, etc. When I read that, I thought you'd be perfect for the job.
Oh, no.
I really did. You're all the things that you just said. You're friendly and you're fun and you know what you're talking about.
Some of the competitors might not agree with that. But
who cares?
But you know what? Actually, my manager said to me, do you want me to throw your hat in the ring? And
why not?
Because it would be a different way for me to see the show too. But no, I'm probably a bit of a liability on live television.
I don't know. You could certainly, if someone did high kicks and only got 18 inches off the ground, you could certainly comment because that's what you do.
Well,
but today I read in the Melbourne Herald that they're saying it might be Larry Emder. And
right, yes, he was one of the favourites.
But
Larry
I always
Emder,
find
Crowley,
when
Gillies,
those names, when those names come out early,
you can
they're
normally say no.
Yeah,
right,
normally say no. But I'm looking forward to it to seeing who it is. I think it'll give it a fresh edge. And
you've got our vote, Todd.
Should
thanks,
I get
mate.
My manager to throw my hat in the ring?
I think they should. Yes,
I got
you
a manager.
Should.
Come to think
do
of
you have
that's
a hat?
If they can get a couple of golfers dancing.
That's right. A racehorse. Not Greg Norman would be up for it. I'm sure. Wouldn't he?
But he doesn't have to.
I think you'd be good, Stu.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Well, maybe your manager can put my name in the ring.
Yeah, all right. All right. I'll get back to you.
Did you see, just speaking of the Logies, Jules Lundy was interviewing that Meghan Trainor who was here, the US pop star, and he introduced her as the two-time Grammy Award-winning performer. Yeah. And she had to turn around and say, oh, look, I'm sorry, I didn't nominated. Actually win. Thank you. I was only nominated.
He rubbed it in, didn't he?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I thought she was boring on the Logies, actually.
Yeah,
live.
Most of them are, actually.
I thought live she was dull. I like her. I
tell
her.
You, the one who I was disappointed with was Ricky Martin.
Do you know what? I'm a fan of his, and I was a bit the same too.
Well, you could almost not hear his singing.
But that
you?
Happened last year. I remember there's been a little bit of that happens every year with the vocals on the Logies for some reason.
Does it? Right.
But I've been in the room and listened, and the room's electric and it's alive. And I've gone back to my hotel room, seen it played the next day, and the sound's no good.
Yeah, right.
I think mixing sound for television and mixing sound for a live room are different.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, he didn't move that well. I didn't think.
He's getting on.
And darling. He must be every bit of 45.
Yeah, well, as a dancer, that's getting on.
Oh, gee.
And if you heard Delta beforehand introducing him, where she basically ran through a list of concert dates.
Make you sick.
I wonder whether the tickets are selling all that well for the shows.
Mm. Yeah, you do have to think that. But, you know, I suppose get publicity where you can.
That was so schmaltz, I thought she'd melt.
But people love Ricky. He seems to have claimed Australia as his second home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we seem to love to latch onto an international
celebrity. He's very complimentary about us.
That's right. Now, apparently, Kari Bickmore's new baby. He's named Evie. So it could have been a Chris, because it could have been Christine, for instance, rather than Christopher, but it is Evie, just
beautiful
for the record.
Right. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful name.
Now, we're leading into the budget on Tuesday night, although I reckon by Sunday, I suspect we'll have read it all in the Telegraph. It could be the first budget to be serialised in a daily newspaper. There's been day after day, leak after leak. Joe Hockey and Tony Abbott enjoyed what can only be described as one of the more awkward pre-budget moments this week for the sake of the cameras.
Last year's budget had its difficulties, but it has given us a good foundation.
It's the right budget for the right times.
Mm. Well, you've done a terrific job, mate.
Thanks, mate. Well, without the help of all the team, it wouldn't have been possible. So.
Yeah.
But we've still got the candle to burn.
That's right.
Why do they insist on this? I mean, they're not Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. The acting was more Tom Cruise. Why do they insist? Just photos holding the books or something, but the patter and the discussion, it was so awkward.
Well, there was some chat in Melbourne yesterday on Talkback that when the treasurer gets praise like that from the person higher up, it's normally a little bit of a red flag that they might be on their way out.
Yeah, but is
that true?
No, I don't think so. They're reading a lot into it. He's under a bit of pressure, Joe. But they're all under pressure. It's a difficult time.
Yeah, I think it just sounded like a goodbye and a golden handshake.
Yeah, it's a good headline when one of their own comes out and says, oh, if Hockey doesn't get a good budget this time, he's out.
Mm.
You know, but it's just newspaper crap.
I'd make this point.
I think it's going to be a good budget.
If Hockey doesn't get a good reaction to the budget, they'll all be out.
Mm. Oh, yeah, well, true. So. I think so.
I'll give you a price if you like. About the Labor winning the next election with Bill Shorten actually, Bill Shorten will be at the helm.
Yes, he will.
Because his name now, everywhere in the world, is Kevin Rudd's legacy. Because Kevin Rudd saw to it that once Bill Shorten got in, they can't get him out.
No.
He's there whether they like it or not.
No. Even the Greens can get rid of theirs when they want to.
Totally. But if Bill Shorten murdered someone in public tomorrow, they can't get him out.
Bill Shorten irritates me, though, because his speeches, and I've said this before, I think, his speeches always sound to me rehearsed in the car on the way there.
They always end on a high.
Yeah, but they're not natural. They're not organic. And I want to really know what somebody thinks. And I never get that from Bill Shorten.
You should be voting for the Greens if you want organic.
Hey, in the paper today in Melbourne, Christine Milne was saying that she reckons, I don't know if it's the same in Sydney, that she reckons that within a decade the Greens will be running government. Is that a possibility?
None. That's Buckley's and none. Years. That's at longer odds than Paul's quote for Bill Shorten.
Yeah. Right. I can't wait for the budget because there's one thing in there I can't wait for. It's me! I'm the fixer. we're going to find out what he's fixed. We've been waiting all this time. It's me.